Oy vey all day. This is Kosher Dill's Sound Sessions. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Sound Sessions? This is Michael.
Hey, and this is Kevin. Thank you so much for listening. We just want to remind you guys that you can find us on Twitter at SoundSeshPod, Sound Sessions on Facebook, Sound Sessions WGN on Instagram. You can shoot us an email, soundsessionspod@gmail.com.
And without further ado, here is our interview with our man, Kosher Dills. Yay, yay!
All right, I'm Flex Pavilion.
Hello, this is Andrew WK.
Yo, 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 it's Miles from
Slack
Stupid.
Hey, this is Ali.
This is Nick from Chook Chook Chook.
What's up, guys? This is the Chain Smoker.
Is the name of school from Ghost?
This is Beefcake the Mighty from Guar.
Hey, folks, we're Royal Blood.
And you're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound what?
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
Hey, this is Kosher Dills, and you are listening to Sound Sessions.
Shalom ani Ram, Rami Hamatan, kol hazman yesh li balagan, achshav ani gangan, lo po velo kankan, im ta lo makir oti ata metumtam tam, anashim bechaverim, amigos y gente, me gusta mucho más que las camareras en el restaurante, no podría comer jamón, pero me gustaría las mamacitas que digan shalom.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Michael.
And this is Kevin.
And you are listening to another episode of Sound Sessions here on WGN Plus. Kevin, we are delighted to have one of the country's greatest rappers with us today. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it seems as though he's just kind of wandering through the country and has ended up here, it seems.
Yeah.
We were very excited to welcome Kosher Dills to the show, promoting his latest album, What I Do All Day and Pickle. Kosher, thanks again for joining us today on Sound Sessions.
Dude, one of the country's greatest rappers. You heard that introduction, guys? It's talking about music, not even presence. It's like...
So you're coming from the East Coast, correct?
Yeah, coming from New Jersey. I wish we got... Yeah, not a lot of people say that, coming from New Jersey. So I'm from New Jersey, but I moved to L.A. just a few years ago, and now I live in Koreatown, Los Angeles.
Cool.
Yeah, number one Jewish rapper in Koreatown. That's my quote, and that's my claim.
Mad cred.
In the rap game, yeah, for sure. So not many people are claiming number one Jewish rapper in Koreatown, so I decided to claim it. And my stake is held. So all the listeners out there, let the person... Yeah.
Back off.
Step off.
So let's talk about growing up in New Jersey then. What made you kind of want to get into the rap game out there? And what were some of the first influences you had coming from New Jersey? I know it wasn't Bruce Springsteen.
Well,
Or was it?
Marijuana. For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. So if you're smoking weed, you start rapping, you know? Mm-hmm. It was just a thing. Everyone's like, what are you going to do? Smoke some weed and kick some freestyles. I mean, literally. But I guess it was a good segue because it was like Bruce Springsteen or weed. I actually had a friend named Yak, and he would come down from Queens, and he was in this, there was this rap thing called Bragging Rights in the New Eurekan Poets Cafe. It's kind of a legendary staple of underground music that's still there today, and they have plays and musicals and open mics, and the open mics there are fierce. They're like, it's just been sort of this legendary place. I mean, there used to be lines outside, and I'm thinking about it now. It was called Bragging Rights, and I went in and we smoked a lot of weed to go support my friend. Of course, that's what we did. That was me being a good friend. Smoked weed in the car. And then I guess someone didn't show up and they're like, oh, you know, there's space. They got an extra space. And there was 32 rappers or rappers, either way you want to. And they're like, there's space. And they're like, Kosher Dill. And back then I was Kosher Dill. So it wasn't even like Kosher Dills yet. And I signed up and it was me versus three other people. So there's four people on stage and I started like literally just going at people and people were flipping out. And I got a good hurrah out of the crowd and that kind of, you know, and inspired me to keep going. And then the next time I came back, I won and it was every 2 months. And then, so I basically just prepared raps for that battle. So I was just writing raps to battle other kids and that was it, you know, really. And then, as time went on in college and you know, I would start to win rap battles everywhere. And this is before the like era of YouTube and stuff. Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. You know, I was performing. I must have been on stage 40, 50 times before I ever recorded. And, you know, it continued on into college and then I guess more, you know, that's where I started though. And yeah. Then I and then I went downhill and uphill and downhill. But that's a short story of basically smoking pot, rapping with my homies, drinking, and rhyming.
Fast forward, here you are.
Yeah, here we are at WGN.
Success there.
A decade and a half later, yeah.
But there's obviously something to say about the fact that, you know, some artists just smoke weed and then just, you know, chill and never do anything. You obviously have a motor to keep you going.
You're doing
on
the work.
Yeah, I don't smoke weed anymore, but I'm saying at that time, I was just like, I don't know, I think, like, you know, a lot of people that enter music in general, everyone's like, oh, you're a musician. But most musicians are, like, introverted people that were, like, weren't cool, that, like, needed to, like, do something to get out of themselves. And all the popular kids, I think they just did, like, sports and, like, normal activities in school, you know. So then you had to come and, like, promote. Now it's like you had to promote to all your friends, and there's the internet and Snapchat and this, that, and you're, like, getting kids to shows. And, you know, I just didn't, like, really have friends. But, like, music was a segue for me into just, I don't know, it was in the beginning. I remember my parents were, like, always so mad when I would go rap. And I remember, like, entering this one rap battle. And, like, you put your name in a hat. And you were getting picked or you didn't get picked. And my brother came. And I just remember I was just, like, smoking weed. And my brother came. I didn't even rap. My parents were, like, so mad at me because I didn't even perform. And I was, like, high. And they were, like, you're all you're doing is rap music. And you're just getting high. And eventually, you know, I went to jail and started selling drugs and kept rapping, of course, you know. And then when I got out, I started to jump into that part of my life. But after that, I started releasing records under Kosha Dills. And that was, like, basically my dream, to release a vinyl by the time I graduated college. But by the time I graduated college, I also had, like, 2 felony convictions and, like, jail time. So it was, like, an interesting life path choice for me. But at one time, I changed from Kosher Dill to KD Flow because I didn't like the whole Jewish aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Now here I am, the number one Jewish rapper in Korea.
Embracing it. just like my Chicago accent, you embrace the Kosher Dills.
Yeah. Yes, embrace the Dills.
So now you start from freestyling, right? And are you more pre-written now? Or?
Well, no, that's really interesting. Back then, you know, I was more writing. I mean, I was entering, like, freestyle stuff, but my freestyle skills weren't as good because I didn't write a lot. So I guess you could compare it to, like, you know, preparing something to say, like a speech, and then giving, like, 100 speeches that you've written, and now you could, like, just give a speech without writing a speech, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the more you write rhymes, the more vocabulary you have in rhyme patterns to actually use in a freestyle,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you've used different things, like, so I said radio, so you'd be like, radio, pay me, bro, hate the flow, and, you know, something like that, fellatio, you could say all kinds of interesting things, and you savio, R, you know, a savior, so you break it all down,
yeah,
and then, but, like, in the beginning, I might be like, I was, like, just writing my rhymes, I'm like, on the radio, hate me though, or, you know, maybe I wasn't as well versed,
right.
And you're like, I would be stuck. And then, like, today, just when you have more confidence, like, I've been booed off stage, I've been hurrahed, I've been played in front of thousands of people, I've been this, so now I'm like, okay, I have enough confidence, I could say something that doesn't even make sense but still make it sound cool, you know,
sure,
which is an interesting concept.
Yeah,
don't try that in every situation in life. If you're listening, you're like, oh yeah, you know, like, go screw yourself, teacher, and everyone be like, no, you're detention, you know. Yeah. I just totally got that. I mean, you know, I wasn't, not everything, but the more you rhyme and the more you write, and just like the more you guys host your shows, it's easier, like, what the hell are we gonna talk about? I don't know, we'll figure it out.
Have you ever read the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, about the 10,000 hours that you need to put into it? And you got to fail just as much as you can to get better.
Yes. Well, I did not read that, but funny, you know, Macklemore has a song called 10,000 Hours. Mm-hmm. Do you know about that? Yeah. So he has that song, but this is a crazy story. So where I live in Koreatown, Malcolm Gladwell spoke in Koreatown at the Wilshire Temple for, like, these LA talks, and it was completely packed, and, like, my boy, like, knew the he knew, like, the rabbi or whatever at the temple. Mm-hmm. And we're like, yo, I got the plug. Like, we're going to get in. Like, so
we got
in there. And everyone's going around to, like, rap. Everyone's going on to, like, get their book signed. And it wasn't Outliers, but it was something. It was a newer book that he had come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just want a rhyme for Malcolm Gladwell. So I kicked a rhyme for him, and I had the GoPro and I filmed it. I was like, yo, my rap spells and Malcolm Gladwell. Da, 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 da. The guy was like really frigid. He's like, whoa, it's very good. I was like, what'd you think, bro? Oh, Malcolm Gladwell, you fucking weirdo. He is weird.
Dude. You know, but he probably won't forget that. And now when you see him again, maybe he'll be one of his books or something like that. Yeah. Like a conversation starter.
Yeah, he must be like, in the concept of no shame, when a man walks into a synagogue during a fact house, he comes to me to rap. It's like in intricate moments like this, you know, I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unfortunately, I have extreme OCD, so I don't read so much, but I'm trying. But it makes me want to read that now.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get that kind of vocabulary then? Where are you finding these words and these phrases? Are you just coming up with them in your head or do you see them other places?
Definitely like the adrenaline really gets, like I was in situations like that, like I could go on stage and be like, okay, it's me on stage with my boy Modest Yahoo and at House of Blues and there's 1,300 people here. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, simple. Because I know the crowd like want, they're like already prepped for the show, right? So yeah. It's like you're there and you're like, okay, this is easy. It's like already set up for you to be awesome. It's like, you know, it's an easy crowd. They're here, they're stoked. They, you know, but the adrenaline gets you like pumped and you're kind of nervous and then you say the right thing and then you feed off the energy. Now in a situation like that, I'm almost nervous because he might be like, security, get this guy away. He's rapping at me or something, you know? So when I get nervous, that's crazy. Like I've definitely done that with this dude, Gary Vaynerchuk. I don't know if you know who he is. He does like super marketing. He has his book called Crush It. And he has a book called Jab, Jab, Right Hook. And I made him a song. My brother had hired him for like a business lunch. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, these are the guys that you pay like thousands of bucks to like go meet or whatever. And
yeah.
So like he had this keynote speak at South by Southwest Interactive. There's 1,000 people. There's one mic here and there's another mic over there. And my boy Flex that I was with, who's not here, shout out to Flex Matthews. He lined up. Everyone's asking questions and plugging their brands and everything. They're like, and you know, WGN Network is our Twitter handle. We have a question about da 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 da. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, what's up, man? Like, yo, man, can I kick some bars real quick? And guys, like, rap. And my boys started beatboxing, and we were rapping like about Twitter and social media because that's what the whole thing was about.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nerd. So that is like completely off energy because the whole place is like, it's freaking out because it's like almost like what just happened,
you know?
It has nothing, there's no purpose for a rapper to be here. And so I call it kind of like extreme rapping. So it's like adventure core, you know, and you're like, let's just go rap at the weirdest places.
I like
ever.
That.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's so interesting. Like, you know, you need to find energy from just these extraneous places and
sure.
then just bust out a rap. Yeah, at South by Southwest in a conference.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, because of course you're going to see it at a show because everyone's expecting to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, how could you push yourself to do a crazier stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Just like weird rapping area. So anyway, so that's where I'm at with this trip with, you know, Nicole here who's come across. And I'm like, listen, we're going to do this one show. So we did a show in Brooklyn the other night with Slick Rick. I had that show.
Cool.
And that was set up. And I'm like, okay, let's go from there. We'll have the Slick Rick show. And that show was like a bunch of like 40-year-old old school hip hop dudes, and you know I'm rapping in Hebrew and Spanish. I got all kinds of, you know, mm-hmm. quirky things that are just weird. And then getting the respect, and like Raekwon's there from Wu-Tang, and then Large Professor's there, and I don't know if Nas came, but I think Fabulous was there. Like, this is a sort of like classic New York rappers of Slick Rick's 51st birthday. And then the next day we drove to Columbus, Ohio, and we played like a Latvian volleyball social club or something. It was the most craziest thing you could ever imagine. There were like all these signs for Latvian parking only and Latvian. They were just, everyone was like 6'2". Right? Everyone was really.
Okay.
And they were chanting kosher dills nonstop. And then we went to like a dive bar yesterday in Cincinnati. Tonight we'll do an open mic. Tomorrow we're rapping at a synagogue in like St. Louis. And it's like, they were like, is he going to curse? And like, da, 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 da. So, and this guy who we're staying with did this thing called the Tattoo Jew documentary. It's about Jews with tattoos, which is tight.
Yeah.
So we're just doing all these like kind of extreme moments and trying to string together this documentary. And I've been working on something like that for a while. So I don't know. I try to go for like this thing now that, you know, and it's a I don't know, it's like experience core, adventure core. It's just like this kind of thing where it's like, I've rapped with everyone, I've done a lot of stuff, but, you know, who cares? And, mm-hmm. you know, how can we make it cool and relatable? You know, so I'm more of like an experience. So, you know, as W, like, how did I end up on this radio today? I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly.
and you're taking this all the way to Sundance?
Yeah. We're going to Sundance.
That's cool.
Yeah, Sundance Film Festival, which is like my secret. It's like my secret weapon. I love it. Oh, I have a residency there. What does that mean? So I'm performing at. That's a good question. What does a residency mean? So, anyways, a residency would obviously be like me playing like every week or something at a place. But in Sundance, they're doing this indie fresh brew series, and it's at a coffee shop, and there's all these bands. And I met these people from like New Mexico, and they're hiring me to play there every day. They're like, you could play one night show, we could pay you. I was like, let me play there every day, because I was there, and like the dudes from Entourage were there, and like everyone goes from the big film wigs go into this coffee shop, because I've been performing at Sundance for a few years at like various venues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I took like the afternoon slot. So I'm just basically like rapping for like an hour while people like eat sandwiches. It's gonna be sick, dude. So I'm stoked on that. And
that's coming up too, right?
Yeah. And I'm gonna be attending a movie premiere there that I have my music in. So it's pretty
nice.
Tight. Yeah,
that's great. So this whole little stumble across the country is getting you a big picture to Sundance.
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
It's called The Skinny. It's starring this chick, Jessie Konwaller, and it's made by the producers of that thing I told you, Transparent. They just won.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I heard good things.
They just won some big awards with the, you said the Emmys or
Critics' Choice. Jeffrey Tambor is the star of that show,
and
actually Amy Landecker, who has some Chicago connections, John Rickards Landecker's daughter, is the other star of that show. So
there you go.
Everything kind of comes together.
6 Degrees.
Man.
Yes. Yeah, so, and
it's huge.
They used a couple of my songs, like a 6-part series that they're premiering. And this chick, I think Jill Soloway, it's Refinery 29, Wifey TV. And my friend Jessie is just, you know, she's like on Facebook, like, oh, I have a little thing with music. I'm going to hit you up. And I've seen her earlier stuff. You know, she's definitely an interesting chick and crazy. And, you know, I'm supportive because I do kind of the same thing. I'm like a Jewish rapper. And then we have like our normal, like, life of like Jewish singles events and stuff like that, which is like socially awkward, and everyone's like accountants and lawyers. Like, oh, are you doing like the rapping thing, or are you still doing the little acting thing? And you're like, oh, I want to kill these people. They don't get it. So yeah, but now I'm going to Sundance and I feel like a big superstar, and Nicole's gonna be out there, so I'm like, well, let's go. And we just been riding out since Brooklyn, and here we are in Chicago, so we're almost there.
Sort of.
Not really.
You're getting there.
Little ways to go.
I'm just like, you know, meeting people along the way.
I love this idea of experience core and adventure core.
Yeah, that's great.
This is what I think music should turn into, where they're not just like, all right, what's our lineup for the shows? Let's just go and play them. It's like the interconnected weaving that you need to do to get to certain places. I find that so interesting, and it's so great that you're doing that. I wanted to go back to the fact that you have these songs in the show Transparent. What's it like? Like, what do they give you a phone call, or are they finding your music, or how does this happen?
Just to clarify, it's not in Transparent, which I wish it would be, but The Skinny. So, but I got a call, and then it's really cool. Like, they're like, okay, we're going to use this or use this. Keep sending it. Send me the MP3s, send me the waves, you know. And I know this person, and I'm like, it's really interesting. They brought in a movie music supervisor, and usually music supervisors will like hit up their people and say, hey, you know, we'll hire this music supervisor. You handle everything. Mm-hmm. Music supervisor's like, okay, I got this. You know, music supervisor handles everything. But I knew the direct girl who she wrote it, directed it, acted in it, and it's her baby project. But the fact that, just imagine like someone that you know that made like some videos and stuff that was making like YouTube videos, and you're like, now has a picture in Sundance. Like, that was what I kind of imagined it happening. I was like, how the hell does this chick have it in there? You know what I mean? But she got it in, and I was like, no, this is like, to myself, I'm thinking, I'm like, this is definitely real. Like, she's definitely part of some massive, massive ass project that's going to blow up. And it's amazing. And when I went to meet with everyone, I met like the editor, and the editor had done like one of my favorite movies, ever. And they're like, oh, we love this. And it was a big meeting. And I'm like, just imagine if you had this one project, like a musician, a rapper, like on this project, it's just me and her. And I have a girl named Dar Golub that's been working on this, and my buddy Ed that have been filming me for the past 5 years. But with this Skinny, there's like 50 people working on this one thing. And I'm like, that's a massive team to have and a lot of nuts and bolts to fit in. So I started meeting everyone and I'm like, this is really cool because I've been exposed to film, you know, from tour. I toured with the RZA from Wu-Tang and he had his film, The Man with the Iron Fist, a few years ago. And then, you know, you get in L.A., you get hit up sometimes for like auditions and stuff like that. And I had a big Super Bowl commercial a few years ago, and I had a big like a Chevrolet commercial this year, and like they pay you like exorbitant amounts of money for doing absolutely nothing, and I love doing absolutely nothing for exorbitant amounts of money.
Wait, say what? You had two Super Bowl commercials?
I had a Super Bowl commercial in 2012, and then in last year I was in a Chevrolet commercial, and I got it from like rapping outside the Grammys, like on the street.
Wow.
Yeah. So like my experience core, like, lifestyle. To like is like has totally gotten me over a million YouTube views. It's gotten me like thousands upon thousands of dollars.
That's cool. Like,
paying off.
It gets me, just like, you know, sending emails and being like, yo, what's up? We're here. You know what I mean? So that's why we're like, oh, do we choose to go to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, or are we going to St. Louis? And you're like, okay, Nicole, what do you think? And you're like, oh, let's just try this rapping at the synagogue and on this trip. It might be a good thing. And you know, I have another person that sends another email and sends another thing and sends another thing, and one other person downloads the podcast, and you're like, yo, I know that guy who knows this other person, and that's sort of how life is. And then you're like, yo, you guys have a friend that's at Sundance, and it's like, yo, I was eating a sandwich at this place, and 'cause dude was rapping about WGN, and he was talking about these bros up there and dudes and the Cubs. It was sick. And he's like, I totally like booked him for my wife's second cousin's bar mitzvah or something like that for 10 grand. And
it's it is so all about who you know and not about like what you know. And I think that's great, like the fact that you can put yourself out there, because there's not a lot of artists that really would want to do that.
Right. Because artists are socially awkward and weird anyway. That's why we're introverted and like end up high on drugs and you're like, I'm a weird artist. I don't talk. I have, you know. So this was like a way for me to be like, all right, dude, you're a rapper. Mm-hmm. Your job is to rap. Like, shut up. You should just be rapping. Don't even talk to anyone.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to talk. You're not a talker. You're a rapper.
Yeah.
If you were, you guys talk. You talk show dudes. Mm-hmm. I rap dude. You know what I'm saying? So my roommate, and this is my roommate Lonnie. He's not my roommate anymore. Now I have him in my own place. But he was like, he used to be a cab driver. And now he's like, end up almost owning, he's gonna own a rehab, which is cool in LA. It's like a big thing. And he was like, dude, he's like, you're a rapper. He's like, you freestyle, you rap, you need to get your ass on the street and rap, you know, and that's what you're supposed to do. And we just met with my boy in Cincinnati, Dennis Rohde. Shout out to Dennis if you guys follow him online. And he works with this dude, Roman Atwood, and they just made this movie called Natural Born Pranksters. Mm-hmm. And they're like the kings of pranks online. They have millions of YouTube followers. And I met this guy. I met these guys through rapping on the street. And these guys are like, you know, in they're huge influencers, and they respected it because I put myself out there.
Exactly.
But it's so much different in LA. If you're talking to someone, they're like, what do you do? And you're like, oh, I'm a rapper. And you're like, oh, go fuck yourself. You know?
Right.
You know, that's kind of like what everyone says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So instead of just staying at home, and I don't go out to the bar and stuff and drink, and it's not my thing. So I just go out
and you do
rap on the damn street if I'm not touring.
Man, that's awesome. So I kind of want to talk to you about you brand yourself. I don't want to say you brand yourself, but I guess you kind of do as a Jewish rapper, correct?
Yeah.
So how big in your life is your spirituality and your religion? And I want to kind of piggyback on that one. I read that your website had been hacked by ISIS supporters. Do you think there's a connection there? I feel like it must be, correct?
Yeah. My website definitely was hacked. It might sound weird to everyone listening, like his website was hacked by us. My website was hacked by ISIS. Like, it's true, dude. I even made an ISIS diss track.
Good.
Yes. But yeah, dude, it was so crazy. It was like November 2014, which was like a little bit over a year ago. And I remember that because I had just like got the word from my agent at the time that I got booked for Vans Warped Tour, and they were like, you can't announce anything, and then I had got hacked by ISIS, and I was like nervous that like, I was nervous that if like they found out that they would take me off the tour because it was like fear of terrorist attacks or something, you know what I mean? So like,
yeah,
my website, when you logged in to Kosher Dill's World, there was like, it was like, and it was like this crazy dark Arabic music, not to like say, oh, this is like what kind of music it was. It was just like, it was all centered at, I think all the dudes were from Libya. Mm-hmm. They attacked various sites, like 200 sites. A couple synagogue sites, random like Japanese, like baby product sites, like all different kinds of sites. So it wasn't
random.
It wasn't like the slaughterhouse of only Kosher Dills, mm-hmm. but it was like, yeah, I was hacked and we were like, well, like people are always like, oh, you're always saying stuff, like people hate you. And I'm like, well, no, like, no, this is proof, bro. I'm like, my site is like.
It just seems so silly to me. Like, so.
Yeah, it's crazy. But point being is like my website was down for a little bit. So I had to go through this whole thing of like hiring people to fix the site. So it was a pain in the ass. But
well, ISIS got you. It was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, no.
Really stuck it to you.
ISIS,
right?
Yeah.
How'd you even find out about that? Was somebody like talking to you and like, hey, did you hear that new Kosher Dills song that just dropped? Oh, geez, it's super weird. What direction is he going with this new album?
No. You know, the thing was, it was like I posted about it on Facebook. And then, like, my dude was like, dude, can I interview about this? And it was like, Kosher Dills hacked by, it was like in LA, Jewish rapper hacked by ISIS. And it was like, yeah, those were all the like SEO keywords, Jewish rap, hacker,
yeah,
ISIS.
I was like, this is going to blow up.
It was trend. And I was like, man, I wish so many people shared my music like this. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh man, Weird Crow's crazy. Are you okay? Everyone's like, are you okay? Everyone's like, dude, I'm either dead or I'm not dead. I'm like here on Facebook chatting with you, idiot. And I'm like, you know, you're like, everyone's like, what happened? And then I was just like, man, this is blowing up. And then TV and ABC contacted me and like NBC local and then back home in New Jersey. And then people were like, he's lying. He's using it for promotion. Oh, and I'm like, well, I posted about it. And then this and then I'm like, well, there's no such, you know, publicity is bad publicity, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I got like a couple more synagogue gigs out of that one. No, seriously, though, it's kind of true, though, because people are like, oh, there's, you know, anti-Semitism exists. There's all this anti-Israel like happened to you. I'm like, yeah, this is my like regular job.
Yeah.
Like if people hate me, I don't know. I guess I'm just, you know, I've just been doing the same thing for a while anyway, but it happened. I don't know. It wasn't like the way I wanted to shoot to the top of the charts or anything, but it definitely happened, and I got a lot of press out of it from posting it on Facebook. So it sort of steamrolled into things.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, it happened to you. Why take it a negative stance on it? Why not just take it in a positive light like you did?
Yeah.
And it just seems silly to me, too, because, yeah, I mean, like I said, you brand yourself as a Jewish rapper, but it's not like you're jamming Jewish teachings or anything down people's throats in your music. It seems like you're all over the map in your music. It just seems like a very silly thing to me. I don't know why they would have targeted you.
Yeah, well, you know, everyone's like, oh, because you're pro-Israel, because you're this. And I don't think they're like, listen, dude. They're like, listen, we're going to hack this guy right now.
I like the accent. Like, yeah. Is that Chicago I'm picking up?
Chicago, baby. Yeah, my father, because my father, it's like a mix of like Middle Eastern accent. My father's the same accent. He's like, Rami, he's like, use this as good promotion for your next gig. I was like, okay, Abba. And Abba's father in Hebrew, you know, it's just funny talking to my mother and stuff about it. And, you know, they're like, oh my God, they're like, don't talk about that. You're going to get in trouble. I was like, my mom, like, you know.
So worried, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's a Jewish mother syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, I don't know what to do. Let me worry.
I think that's very interesting that would happen to you because, you know, you promote kind of social justice, I feel, with your music. What kind of things do you kind of try to get out with your music?
Like, I don't know, I am really trying to focus on, like, this adventure core, experience core stuff, which is really, it's a cool thing, but, like, I try to do things, like, my song in Hebrew, Spanish, and English, Span-Hebrish, is, you know, in 2012, when I spit a lot of those same raps in the BET cipher, and I'm like, I'll be the first guy in BET to rap in Hebrew. I'll be the first number one Jewish rapper in Koreatown. I'll be the first guy to do to get, you know, hacked by ISIS, and like they interview me in Billboard about it, and like I want to do all the things that like kind of no one ever did. You know, I want to be the best rapper on the wrestling team and the best wrestler out of all the rappers. So it's kind of, you know, I'm kind of to like, you know, pursue your own adventure. Sort of, you know, remember those books we used to read?
Yeah.
I was talking about the show. I was like, tonight's like, you know, everyone, I made this joke. I guess it's like, okay, are you guys having a good time? You know, make some noise. And I'm like, you know, actually, people say that when like they're afraid if no one's actually having a good time. It's kind of like a choose your own adventure. I mean, you're gonna have a time regardless. Mm-hmm. It could either be good or it could be not good. And you know, it's up to you. So the stuff that I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna try to make it sound dope as a rapper with great lyrics and great flow and great beats. And that's why I want to rap in the middle of the day at a sandwich shop, because anyone who's there is going to always remember that moment, because there's going to be 17 bands playing at this Park City place, mm-hmm. and it could be one rapper, but they're all going to remember the guy who rapped, because no one does that. So I'm trying to do something that no one does. That way I'm in competition only with myself.
Yeah, right on.
I love the mindset there. That's awesome.
Speaking of that, we would love if you busted out a freestyle for us here on Sound Sessions.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Could we put on any beats or anything?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Of course. I got something right here. I don't know what it's going to sound like, but we could try it out.
Yes. Okay, this is cool. Can you put it up a little bit louder? Yeah. It's Kosher Dills on WGN Sound Sessions. Check it out. Yo. Nick Nap, Patty Whack, rapping. You saw me up in the club, asked for black coffee. Kosher Dills, yeah, on a walkie-talkie. Just kidding, I am not a cop, come off me. Yeah, hard in the arm, the vicious. $50 for a parking ticket, it costs $50 to park in Chicago. Get it, it's 1 degrees outside, I don't feel it. Oh yeah, living it up, getting it buck, but OJ, sipping the OJ, never fit in the glove. Get it, I ain't talk about a murder case. Kosher Dills, I don't suck, you heard him great. At the sandwich shop, spitting gangster rap. At the sandwich shop, sipping lattes. I'm not gay, I'm hot, hey. Kosher Dills make pop music, Sing me to the top of the charts. Sing me to the bottom of the barrel when you go barf. At the club, living it up, spitting the ether. Shout out to Chicago, Lincoln Theater. Subterranean and the things that I say to them. Kosher Dills make mayhem. Born in 1980s, crazy friend. Shout out to Chicago. Not Philadelphia cheesesteaks, a hot pronto, the deep dish, a Kosher Dills, okay, so I go. I spit it oh so well. Shout out to my girl Bridget at the Dog Hotel. What? Heart and heart and old coop. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Barking. Kosher Dills, yeah, committing to arson. I can spit it in myself, third person. I mean thirst parching. My name is not Markin, I am not a marksman. Check it out, yeah, I don't talk about the bullish while you drink the Red Bull quick. Shout out to Chicago Bulls quick. Heavenly Beats telling you please. Chance the Rapper, Michael Jordan, 23, Heavenly Beats. I kick rhymes all day. Oy vey, no way. Most of my Spanish friends are named Jose. Okay, Cuervo. Yes, I be coming off raps, got the rare flow. Out at the Sundance Festival, I dance in the sun, eat my vegetables, and your girl hang on my testicles. I just have to go let you know I speak Hebrew and Spanish. I don't know voodoo and banquet. I don't take acid factors. Kosher Dills, I'm not a classic rapper. What? Believe me, I'm so cool. Arabic at a Hebrew school. I like this piano's a happy beat, is true. Hanging out with Mike and Kevin, my brethren on the Sound Session. Don't be forgetting when you in the club sweating and stressing in the sauna eating lettuce. Yeah.
What?
There was some rap. Bam, 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 bam. Bra, ra, 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 ra. Puyaka, puyaka, puyaka.
Dude, that was great.
That was amazing.
That was right off the top of the dome, too.
Top of the dome.
You had me dying.
Top of the dome. That was cool. Shout out to all my Chicago references.
No, that was great. I love it.
I always want to give a big shout out to Bridget. I met this girl in South by Southwest in 2008, and I tried to sell her a CD at a gas station, and then she's like, you could give it to me and I'll listen to it. And she was really hot. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And then and I was like, when is your birthday? And she's like, August 26th. I'm like, that's my birthday. So then we started this birthday club that we meet people whose birthday is August 26th. And we have like this secret you know, club. And anytime I meet a, you know, anyone with August 26th, it's awesome.
And that's the club, huh? What do you a secret birthday party or something like
well,
that?
I don't know. I mean, like,
man,
anytime
I
meet
my birthday.
We met Macaulay Culkin's in the club. I perform with Macaulay Culkin, and I forgot to tell him, but he's born August 26th. Yeah, August 26th. It's like we just look out for each other.
Okay.
You guys should all do that. Like, when's your birthday?
December 27th.
Yeah, you should be like, specifically look, be like, dude, when's your birthday? Everyone's like, what sign? Do you know anything about my sign? I'm like, no, I just want to know if you're December 27th.
Yeah. See, I know two people on with the, my
same
birthday.
My birthday, it's got a good, I share it with Lil Bow Wow, but it's also the same day Notorious B.I.G. died, March 9th.
Whoa.
Respect.
Yeah. It's weird, man. It's the yin and the yang, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like hip-hop to the death. Literally. And life.
Right, right.
Bow Wow changed his name, though.
Oh, yeah, he is just Bow Wow, right?
No, he's even something else.
Really?
He's like, oh, my God, wait, what is he? You gotta look that up.
Anyways. Well, that actually, I was gonna ask you. I mean, not to suggest that maybe he would be someone you would be blown away by, but maybe he is. I don't know. But regardless, who in music right now is just like, whether it be hip hop or anything, who are you hyped on right now?
Well, we've listened to Bieber a lot on this trip.
Why is that? It just happened? Because he's all over the radio.
What do you mean? I mean, you know, I'm just like apologizing to Nicole for taking her on the trip. I'm like, I'm sorry. Sorry, what's this one song called? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So we just kind of like insert lyrics. And, you know, he's like good for normal day conversation. So,
mm-hmm. So you're hyped on Bieber?
Hyped on Biebs. I'm also hyped on, you know, I love me some. I really wanted to listen to the new Wu-Tang album that guy bought, but is holding captive, Martin Scorsese.
Yeah. Can't Bill Murray steal that from him or something?
That goddamn guy. He's been all over the place for the worst reasons.
Yeah.
How dare he owns that album.
I know. That's horrible. But, you know, I'd like to listen to it. Who are you guys hyped on? When I listen to all my friends' music, so it's...
Yeah.
You know, and South by Southwest is great for that. And
right.
That's what I'll be.
Well, definitely. That's something we've kind of covered on this before. Like, it's to find new music and to find music that you're into that's new. It's kind of a task, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I was in a studio the other day with Modest Yahoo. We made a banger, and it's really cool. Yeah, it's called Dodging Bullets.
Definitely look out for that. When's that out?
I'm going to probably put it on this album. So this album that I made, What I Do All Day in Pickle, I did it right before Warped Tour last year, but like just looking for a proper release, and I'm probably going to release it via my own label. So I do this event at South by Southwest called Oy Vey, which is a culmination of like gangster rap meeting Jewish culture, meeting like all the things that I like, you know, folk music. I just want it to be like a variety show, like really weird, so that you guys could walk in and be like, oh, what the hell is going on here?
I love that. You know, yeah. Sound Sessions will actually be at South by Southwest this year, and checking it out. Where can we find you out in Austin?
They gave us my official date for the show is Thursday, March 17th at Sledgehammers.
Oh, nice.
It's like on 6th Street.
Yeah.
And I haven't confirmed yet, but I have this kid Fat Tony that's going to play. There's this group called the Jewish Monkeys, I think, that's supposed to play, and they're like klezmer. And then, you know, I have this girl, Mickey Shiloh, who like writes for Rihanna and Pitbull and Iggy Azalea. And she's on my album, What I Do All Day in Pickle. Maybe it's like sort of a, she's like such an amazing singer. Like, you're like, oh, she should be like worldly famous. And I think she could be.
Yeah.
She's one of those writers that's going to release her own music. And then hopefully that will be taken out. She'll be playing it, and everyone's like somehow connected to something Jewish, because I like to keep that, you know, I like to keep that integrity and be like, yeah, this is a Jewish rap show, like this is even like no one could be Jewish, and just so they kind of understand what my thing is, because it's like my experience, so that's why I bring it. And I made it an official South by event, so people like it enough that they're letting me curate my own stuff down there.
That's cool.
But if you're not Jewish, you're still allowed to go to the show, right?
No. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Keeping you out.
No, there wouldn't be anyone there. No, I mean, yeah, it's totally open. Like last year, I had Gangsta Boo from 3-6 Mafia play, and she's like, you know, Oy Vey, like saying the stuff that kind of breaks down hatred, and that's my hope for it.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, like Jewish people are tight.
Oh, for sure. So,
like, that's my ultimate goal. Like, that's what I'm kind of setting it up for. It be like, oh, yeah, that was tight. Yeah, cool. And then that's basically it, really.
We can rap, too.
Yeah.
Well, South by Southwest last year was overrun with hip-hop, I feel like, because I loved it. Some of the bigger names there, Chance came out with, he was playing some of his newer music. Elephant was a big person there as
She's
well.
So tight.
Vic Mensa, he played
Vic
a great
Mensa's
set,
tight.
Too. Yeah, so what do you think it's going to be like this year? Are we going to be pushing for that hip-hop element, or you think it's going to be more rock-based, or what do you kind of look forward to at South by Southwest?
I love finding the bands, you know.
Right?
I just like finding the bands. I just like, I know all the rappers, and I, you know what I'm saying, like, but Prop Cause is really great. He's from Chicago. I love him, and he did the art. He did this thing with like Bill Murray and the, I don't know, he does this amazing artwork, and I want him to do some stuff, but shout out to Prop Cause. But yeah, like Chicago has their own event that the public, like the city of Chicago throws an event.
Yeah, Chicago Made.
Yes, Chicago Made. I have the t-shirts from them. And this dude, another guy named Mike, helps run it. And like, that's cool. Like when you have a whole city to come represent, and that's like a small, tight-knit thing. I look for things like that. Like, I don't know. It's my 9th year doing it. It's like kind of introduced me to music when I went down there. Like I sent an email and I was like, I want to be in South by Southwest. And I did an album with this dude, C-Ray's Walls. And they let me become official. And back then, there wasn't even a lot of rap. Like, the rap wasn't even up on it. Now, it's like a major corporation sponsored everything. Doritos and Budweiser. Mm-hmm. And
Lady Gaga's playing in the Dorito machine. And
yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah, I know. Like, Ricky Martin is, like, in the Goodyear blimp at South by Southwest. And Jay-Z's, like, marrying Beyonce in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
In South by Southwest.
For some reason, they were able to do it, via satellite.
So, I love the bands. I like seeing the, like, I street perform down there. Like, I just don't care. Because unless you're booking agent or has you on a major label, and they're like, oh, we have an indie act, and he's a media darling, and he's playing, ironically, the Pitchfork and Stereo Gum Showcase and Brooklyn Vegan and every major awesome showcase. Oh, how ironic is that? Like, I'm so lucky that I have my own showcase. I can make sure I throw a really dope event that sells out, and I get to play it too. You know, I'm excited for my stuff. And I do the Israel showcase in there called Tune in Tel Aviv, which is really tight. And they export 6 acts from Israel to come out.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool.
So have you ever heard of the Haim sisters?
No, I'm not familiar.
So Haim's like this huge band. So there's this group in Israel called Awa. AWA, and they're actually last name is Haim, but they all sing it like Yemenite, and they're like chanting and stuff like that. Completely, they're also the Haim sisters. There's 3 of them, so I'm trying to get them to play the Oy Vey showcase, and they're like so dope, and they're so hot, and whatever. It's yeah, and they want to marry all of them, just like the other Haim sisters. But more importantly, it's like the ultimate Haim fest. But yeah, so I'm trying to get them and then have like a thugged out rapper like after them. And Mickey's going to be playing. So it's going to be
Mickey
cool.
Avalon?
Ironically, I've done shows with Mickey Avalon. I'm trying to get him to play my stuff too. But Mickey Shiloh for sure is playing. It's like she's ready to confirm. But I'm hoping to just, I like randomly living down there. And hopefully Nicole will be down there too. And we could see you guys.
Yeah.
We'll all hang again.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So let's talk a little bit about your time spent here in Chicago. What are some of your favorite things to do here in the city?
I like Pequod's.
Oh, my God.
Pequod's.
Yes.
You just hit a nerve. That's amazing.
Yes.
In a good way.
Yeah. Pequod's, Green Olive Pizza. I'll go to there. I like playing, you know, I always come and my first show I ever played in Chicago was this with Kfar Arts Center, this dude Adam Davis, who's now doing stuff in Skokie, but he had this thing called Knishmas, and I played the Jewish Christmas event in Chicago, and it was so epic. And people, it was literally 10 years ago.
Wow.
So it was my first time coming out to Chicago. So I've been coming out here, and I just always loved it. I've done stuff at, like, University of Chicago. I mean, really, Chicago's, for me, it's all about the people. And it's always been cold every time I've been here. And, you know, it's like I've played so many different spots. I played at Congress Hall with this dude, Q Billa. He brought me up for this Wu-Tang show.
Mm-hmm.
I played with Modest Yahoo at House of Blues.
Mm-hmm.
I played it, you know, everywhere. But my friend, you know, one of my best friends, that girl who I met at South By, Bridget, she has a dog hotel, doghotels.com. Shout out to Dog Hotels.
Plug.
Yeah. So I'm making her rap song, and we'll go see the dogs. And Nicole likes dogs. She really likes the fact that we meet We stay at people's houses that have dogs. Mm-hmm.
So just so we know, Nicole has been here filming the show, and we've been doing a little bit of documentary work here right now.
For reference.
With Kosha, just so you guys know what we're talking about. We got to give a quick shout out before we wrap up here. By the way, thank you again for coming down
we really
here to the station.
This.
To our great friend, Amy Guth, who was the one
the
who connected
Guth.
With us.
Yes. The Guth is on fire. You don't need no water, let that.
How did you meet her?
I met her through Leah Jones.
Yeah.
Who is also another fellow member of the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Tribe of the Jews. Anyway, the MOT, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we just, become, there's like this conglomerate of Facebook friends that like we all have like 76 mutual friends together. And they're like, oh, you must know this Sam little circle of people. And that's kind of it. I mean, I met her and then, the correct website about, not dog hotels, it's dogchicago.com. I'm like,
dogchicago.com.
My friend Bridget's
get
like,
it right.
talk about how you're a Jewish icon and coming to work on a song for dogchicago.com.
Dogchicago.com.
Bridget Lyons, yeah.
Not so dog she, hotels.
Not dog hotels, but you know what I'm saying? That might be like their co-competitor.
No, it's just like dog hotels, like website just skyrocketed. The Nexus.
But, I always do Pequods, and what else do I always do in Chicago that I feel like I do that, but I really don't though. I played one time the Green Dolphin. I do some
is
stuff.
That's still
this.
Around.
Yeah,
that's in Lincoln Park area, right?
Oh, okay. I don't know because I remember there was one called the Dolphin or the Green Dolphin where it was like a random club on like
yeah, it was a random club.
Yeah, Webster?
I think it may have gotten yeah. I think it got shut down because there was like a string of shootings actually, randomly.
Bucka 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 bucka.
not at Coach Dill's show.
No,
sure, at some other show.
I always do like the Hanukkah shows and like you know during Hanukkah they'll be like, all right, time to come on. But oh yeah, Reggie's and
oh
know.
Yeah,
great.
But I there was this thing called Club 1948. It's like the Israeli parties of Chicago. And I actually have a cousin that lives out here named Dvir. And my mom's like, you need to find him. I think he sells like electronics or something. I don't know. So, but every time I come, I call up my friend Bridget, and then I stay there. And there's just like tons of dogs because she's in the dog hotel business of you know.
Dog hotel business. But that's dogchicago.com. You should check out.
Yeah.
Very cool. That just kind of speaks to the fact that Chicago is kind of like this hub of networking and people that you should know. I mean, it's a really great place, and everyone, no matter what city they're in, has a place or has a person they know from the city.
And now I'm in this thing called WeWork. So I'm like, have you ever heard of WeWork? It's like a co-working space.
No.
So you go and you pay like a monthly fee and it's, you know, go to WeWork.com and tell them Kosha Deal sent you. So you rent out, like if you're in business for yourself, you go and you get an office for like $600 or like a double office for like $750 or something. And I got the co-working space for like $350. And they got it in Hollywood, but it's like its own social network. And and I'm like the only rapper that has like an office, so it's really tight because everyone's like, you know, why would you have this? So they have an office in Chicago as well, so I'm gonna stop by.
Nice.
Now I'm gonna go there and you get free coffee and beer. That's like their thing. So they have it in Tel Aviv, they have it everywhere.
Wow.
What is that called again?
WeWork.
Yeah. And that's like that's your hub where you can
I could just show up and be like, oh, here, and I got my
radical.
I got my WeWork card right here. I just put it to the door and I'm like, yeah, I got this. Like, I'm an OG here.
Nice, man.
I'm like, yeah, and they're like, who are you? I'm like, I'm the only rapper ever at WeWork. Most people do like, they're like, oh, I'm in tech, you know, tech recycling space and stuff like that, you know.
Shit,
weird
man.
things.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Kosha, it is a fantastic opportunity for us to be able to speak to you. Where can we find you? Where can our listeners check out your music?
You could, a great way to like learn and just experience more of the Dills is youtube.com/KoshaDills. And just so you guys know, you spell Kosha with an A, KoshaDillz. You could always hit me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Everything is Kosha Deals except Snapchat, which is Real Kosha, R-E-A-L, Kosha. And the website's KoshaDillsWorld.com. And Bandcamp, you know, you could donate money to us. Big Cartel, you could buy these awesome Team Kosher sweatshirts.
They are pretty cool, truly.
Those are
crew neck sweater, love it.
To all the listeners, this is one of like the coolest sweaters that I've seen. It's got the logo going on. Now, is this like your key logo?
Yeah,
that you made
it's my logo. It's a Jewish star, XO heart, smiley face. So sort of like coexist, but it's just kosher. The theme is anyone could join. That's like it's like sort of like, you know, I'm like the hero for all the JV, you know, and former varsity athletes that are like looking to join a club, you know.
You know, people need that. People need that. It's Kosha Dills. You can see him also at South by Southwest on Thursday, March 17th at Sledgehammers. He has the album out, What I Do All Day and Pickle. And Kosha, it was absolutely a pleasure to speak to you today.
Yeah, man. If you guys just want to know, Awkward in a Good Way is my latest album. What I do All Day and Pickle will probably come out, you know, by the time we're at South by Southwest. And make sure you guys support Sound Sessions and also NicoleMago.com, NicoleMago.com. That's my girl. She's with me, and we're rocking around the country. And if you're at Sundance, come see us at the Skinny Premiere on January 26th, 11:30 a.m. at the Egyptian Theater.
Hot damn,
no
you
kidding.
Are everywhere, man.
Busy guy.
Jeez. Kosha, you're the best, man. Thanks again for coming here. We'd love to have you back on when you come back to Chicago.
Can I give a going away rap?
Just do like it. Yeah. Hell yeah. Beat going for you?
No. We'll just do an Acapulco. We'll do an Acapulco.
I love it. Hit it.
I get it in and make some sense when I'm on the Avenue of Michigan. This is for all my WGN radio fans that are listening. If the sweat is in 20 or our fitness and my face is glistening, you be like, oh my God, that's Kosha Dills. So I swear to God, he just get it in. That's it. There you go. That was the rap. Hey, thanks so much.
Woo!
What a rap. What a rapper.
This is your voice for Chicago music. This is Sound Sessions.
I be hanging out. Nah, hanging out. You kick it with your homies and y'all chill, but I be hanging out. Yo, I be hanging out. Y'all be chilling and kick it with your homies, but no be, I just be hanging out. To 3 in the morning, NJ to LA, Mel's down the people, be flossing, huh? I be hanging out. Regis and Kelly, Wheel of Fortune, buy your valve from Vanna, not be your G in the coffin. Ooh. I be hanging out. Starbucks in the morning, brown sugar in the raw. Trainees on Santa Monica, biggest hookers that I ever saw. Sipping through my straw, I'm thinking about my flaws. I ain't pimping in this far, do the chicken head dance. Ooh. Do the saw, mostly shopping schnitzely, talking like I'm Sicily. I ain't got no pasta mama, all I got is Listerine. My flow is so unorthodox, religious girls still mention me. They into me like coffee and cake, and study breaks, playing chess, jigsaw puzzles, and checkmate. We in K-Town, so Instagrammed out, Backstreet Boy karaoke when we hang out. I be hanging out. Dog at the dog park, cleaning up a lot, doggy doodoo. I be hanging out all night with my homies till I fall down and I get a boo-boo. I be hanging out with a rabbi and a priest and a guy who know a lot of voodoo. I be hanging out so late, I miss a train, yo, and a train go choo-choo. Up and down like yo-yo, buckles, they say I'm loco. Mess with my money, no, but I still treat you for yo, paparazzi take photo. Even my mama no-nos to tag me in my photos. So please smile in my photos. Oh. Guess who's up in here? Arms moving like puppeteers. I be bustling, hustling. Y'all struggle to buy a couple beers. Midnight coming closer. Y'all drunk up the mimosa. Hello, baby, what's your name? Hey. My name is Kosha. I be hanging out.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.